and they became universities. And the reason was that many people felt that polytechnics were doing a fantastic job, but because they were not called universities, they were not seen as equal. So the idea was make them all universities, and then students can choose whether to go to a more vocational, more practical university, or a more academic university. Okay, 1979, about 12% of our school leavers went to university. Today, how many is it? What do you think? What is the percentage today of school leavers going to university? Have a guess. Any idea? 20? No, it's not less, it's more. 20? No, more than 20? 40, yes, it's closer to 40. What does the government want? What is the government target? No, they want more people going to university so we can compete with your countries. Yes. So what does the government want? 50, about 50. The government wants 50%, and at the moment it's about 40. I think it's 40. Okay. And since 1993, now remember, 1992, all the polytechnics became universities, so suddenly we had more students at university because now polytechnic students counted. But even so, the numbers have increased. Since 1993, 30% of school leavers have gone to university. And today it's about 40% in 2006. The government target for 2010 is 50%. At the moment, we've got about 1.9 million students in full-time and part-time study in our universities. Okay, how long is a first degree in England and Wales? How long does it take? How many years of study?
3 years.
3 years. And what do you get at the end of it? Bachelor of Arts or
Science.
Bachelor of Sciences, yeah. Okay. Now, that's called, those are first degrees. Second degrees, there are a number of second degrees. What are they called? No, second degrees. When you've got your first degree, you've got your BA, BSc, you can do a master's, either an MSc or a MA, or you can do MPhil, which is a 2-year research degree, MPhil, Masters of Philosophy, or PhD, how many years? Typically 3 or 4. PhD, and that's called a Doctor of Philosophy. We also have 1-year diplomas. Quite a lot of places offer 1-year postgraduate diplomas, or a 1-year MA or an MSc, a 2-year MPhil, or a 3-year PhD. Can be longer. Some people take more than 3 years. Okay, so that's a quick look at higher education. Do you think it's a good idea to have 50% of the population go to university? Is that a good idea? Would you want that for your country? Is 50% enough? Should it be higher? Should we have more than 50% of the population going to university in the 21st century? Something to think about, isn't it? How many people should go to university? If they don't go to university, what will they do? Vocational, maybe adult education, further education. Perhaps they'll do something more vocational. Perhaps they'll train as an electrician or a builder or a car mechanic. And I think we need builders and electricians and car mechanics. These are very important people. We need them. So it's something to think about. Do we need 50% of the population?
What is the difference between MSc and
MEng? Ah, that's a master's in engineering. So an MSc would be in a general science subject, such as physics or chemistry or meteorology. MEng is a master's in engineering.
MSc in this university is
Yes, some universities give them different titles. So you might have a master's in law at some universities. But here, an MSc includes engineering, doesn't it? But in other universities, it would be a master's in engineering. They're probably different courses then. There'll be different programs of study. And if you're interested, you need to look at them very carefully to see what is the difference. And I can't tell you that, but they can. Go and ask them. Email. Okay, find out. That's an important question if you're thinking of being a student in that department. what's the difference between these 2 degrees? Okay, we're going to look a little bit now at who pays. State schools, private schools, who pays? Public schools, the parents pay. Or sometimes there are scholarships. Okay, and you can have a scholarship in a private school for sport, if you're very good at football or hockey or something. Or maybe for music, if you're very good at playing the violin or the cello or singing. They also have scholarships for art. And some schools have scholarships for DT, design and technology, because the private schools want to have a rich mixture of pupils.